From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Ukraine Parliament welcomes a hero home. An interesting journey for Ukrainian pilot Nadiya Savchenko, who was welcomed by Parliament on Tuesday, a week after being released from 2 years of Russian captivity. The 35-year-old lawmaker was taken prisoner in June of 2014 after joining a volunteer battalion to fight pro-Kremlin Eastern separatist insurgents. She's a hero now in her homeland. Nothing is forgotten, she told Parliament. Nothing is forgotten. Nothing is forgiven. And the Ukrainian people will not let us sit in these seats if we betray them. Ukraine stands above us all. And for those of us who are present in this hall, Ukraine stands above any of our lives. At the close of her speech, she led the Parliament in the Ukrainian anthem. Ms. Savchenko was elected as a lawmaker in 2014 while she was still a prisoner, but was released last week in a prisoner swap with Russia. Afghan officials said Tuesday that the Taliban took dozens of people hostage near the northern city of Kunduz. The insurgents apparently set up a checkpoint in a pre-dawn action on the main road near the provincial capital and stopped buses and vehicles heading to Kunduz from the national capital of Kabul. A regional police commander told VOA that the insurgents seized at least 52 passengers and killed 17 of them. Residents saw bodies of the slain passengers floating in the nearby Shardara River. Now, reports say that the rebels initially detained more than 200 people, but later on they did release the majority of them. This is VOA News. Former Chadian dictator Hissein Habre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict on Monday, convicting Habre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. Now, Suleiman Gengwein, he's a civil rights activist and torture victim. He proclaimed himself satisfied. He said it hurts that many of his colleagues died along the way. Still, he added, it is a happy moment. Habre was responsible for thousands of political killings. The South Korean Defense Ministry says North Korea's attempt to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test, in violation of the UN Security Council resolutions, took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city of Wonsan. The ministry did not indicate what type of missile was involved, but the Yonhap news agency said it was a medium-range Musudan missile, which the North Koreans tried 3 times but failed to launch in April ahead of a rare Workers' Party Congress. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as he sworn his new defense minister, held out the prospect of reviving the Moribund Peace Initiative with the Palestinians.
I take this opportunity to make clear that I remain committed to making peace with the Palestinians and with all our neighbors. The Arab Peace Initiative includes positive elements that can help revive constructive negotiations with the Palestinians.
Mr. Netanyahu said his government is prepared to negotiate with Arab states revisions to a 2002 Arab Peace Initiative to reflect what he calls the dramatic changes in the region. In the meantime, his new defense chief, Avigdor Lieberman, on the right-of-center Yisrael Betnu party, said he's committed to 2 states for 2 people. Gaza's Hamas rulers executed 3 Palestinians separately convicted of murders at dawn on Tuesday without the necessary approval of the Palestinian president. The 3 were executed after all appeal efforts, including a final opportunity for the victims' families to pardon them, were exhausted. According to Palestinian law, all executions must be approved by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Despite this law and the urging of international and local organizations to not execute the 3 men, the prosecutor general proceeded, a move that is sure to further solidify divisions among Palestinians. Egyptian authorities have taken into custody the head of country's journalists' union and 2 associates for spreading false news and harboring fugitives. Their trial is expected to get underway on Saturday. They've been released after being questioned pending their trial. They face prison time if convicted. Amnesty International denounced the legal action, calling it a dangerous escalation and part of the country's draconian crackdown on freedom of expression. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.